This is Hard Feelings, a podcast for people who take things to heart with Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to the good old-fashioned Hard Feelings podcast. A podcast for people who take things to heart. Okay, yeah. Things drive you crazy, things make you nervous, things make you mad, things you want to get off your chest. This is the place to do it. The Hard Feelings podcast, right here on the OG podcast.
I hate this already. This is giving me hard feelings.
Ah, that judgmental voice you hear, of course.
You're always so extra.
Is my sidekick.
Relax.
My sidekick. My number two guy.
That would be your number one guy.
Who's my number two?
I don't know. You drove everybody away from me.
Wait a yes and that one, huh? Kevin Ryan, everybody, is here.
Oh, hey, guys.
In thanks, studio.
Thanks for tuning in, as always. We appreciate it. Go
it's
fuck
nice,
yourselves.
Right? We're yeah. Nice. We're in the cute little studio today.
Yeah.
Tim set us up. Thank you, Tim, our producer, programming
Timmy.
Director. The brains behind
That's
the OG
Timmy Bags.
Podcast Network. Timmy Bags. You know what he does, don't you? He produces. Pays you.
He's huh? a bookie. You know what bookies do? Yeah, they pay you.
Very nice. What do you got,
Thanks
beef?
Thanks for botching those lines.
Kippy's got beef off
Kippy's
the top.
Kippy's got beef right away.
But hold on. If you guys have beef out there, our hard-ons, all right, whether you're Team Stinger or Team boop, boop. Long Ball.
LBs.
Okay. You can drop us a line at thehardfeelingspod@gmail.com. We'll read it on the air.
Yeah, we got to get back to that. We fell out a little bit.
You know, we got a lot going on.
I know.
What's the deadline to get the T-shirt orders in, Kevin?
I'm in Germany at this point. When they're hearing this,
all
I'm
right.
out of the country.
So if you haven't gotten your T-shirts in, make sure you get them in.
Or it's too late, I don't know. Something. If you slept on it, you're fucked.
You're fucked. You have to catch the next round. We never did a T-shirt giveaway for last week. We can do that sometime today, can't we?
Maybe. No, I don't know. I don't have it in front of me. I don't know why you literally wait to do this shit on air. I was just with you for 30 minutes out front, and you didn't mention it.
I mentioned it to you out front.
No, you didn't.
I didn't?
No.
Right.
You wait until we're literally recording, like a fucking jerk-off.
Make you look like a jerk-off.
Yeah.
Now, what happened? Obviously, you're all bent out of shape.
I'm not bent
yes,
out of shape.
Yes, you are.
No.
You got your fucking Dunkin' Donuts Big Gulp fucking 42-ounce, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Is that a green tea or a coffee?
It's a coffee.
Coffee?
Yeah.
You're a green tea guy.
Yeah, but whatever. So, fucking Dunkin', you fucking stink.
Come on.
What are you doing, Dunkin'?
Come on. We got pretzel bites now
Dude,
over there.
Dude, Dunkin'. Fuck, they're sleeping. Everybody is better than Dunkin'.
That's not true.
That should be their slogan.
Everybody's better than Dunkin'.
Everybody's better than Dunkin'. Who's not better than Dunkin'? Starbucks blows them out of the water with
coffee
the service.
Coffee-wise, sure.
Coffee-wise, service-wise.
But not snack-wise. I'm not eating anything at Starbucks. You're a jerk-off.
It's screening it. I ain't touching it.
I'm going to pay $7 for a Rice Krispie treat?
Yeah, no.
What
but I'm saying
fucking asshole?
Coffee and service-wise.
Okay.
There's a better clientele that goes into Starbucks.
Oh, man. You don't know. You kids out there, you don't know what Dunkin' Donuts used to be.
Yes, I do.
In the 80s, it was four sad men
yeah.
smoking out of a tinfoil ashtray.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Remember those little light little tin aluminum fucking ashtrays?
Yeah, they'd have them at McDonald's, too. Yeah. On the table.
On the table.
Kids eating.
Frank and Bernie's.
Smoking in McDonald's.
Dude, I try, you know, I fucking... It's just frustrating.
What?
Dude, I'm big. I think we even talked about this last week. I'm big with, like, the...
Heads?
Yeah. There's some sort of justice that needs to be served. And if I feel I'm getting screwed, I will never forget it.
Okay.
So I go into the fucking Dunkin' Donuts in my neighborhood today, right? I get up. I go for a jog.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go make some breakfast.
A jog?
Yeah. 3 miles every morning. Yeah, run.
All right.
Jog, run. What the fuck?
Sounds like you're power walking. Who goes jogging?
You don't do anything, all right? So how about you quit criticizing me?
I've seen it done.
So I go into the Dunkin', right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's this fucking bad woman in front of me.
Okay, what does that mean?
She was a bitch. That's what she was. I don't know how you didn't pick up on that.
Why? What'd she do?
She ordered and then just stood there like she got her bag. You know, it's like the soup Nazi rules. You get your fucking food, you step out of the
well,
way.
Usually you step over to the right to get your food.
Yeah, she's just standing. It was a donut. It was just a quick donut, so the boom in the bag.
Fatty.
Hand over the thing.
Okay.
She wasn't. She was just a regular, you know, in shape girl, and she got like some sort of fancy donut. And she's like, she has the balls to open it up out of the bag and take a bite while she's standing there blocking the rest of the people from eating. Now I'm going, fuck this woman. She stinks. No consideration for anybody else's. And she takes a bite. She goes, this is like kind of stale. Can I have another one? And they're like, that's the last one, lady. And they're like, they're baked fresh every day. Like, we don't bake them here. Like, they come in, you know what I mean? Like, we get them delivered every morning. Like,
do they?
Yeah.
They don't make them there?
No, they get them delivered.
From who?
You ever seen you've never been in a Dunkin' Donuts at 4 a.m. on the business end of a bottle of Jack.
wait a minute. I didn't know that. I thought they made them there. Wow,
no, a lot of times
that.
They get them dropped off, yeah.
Dropped off by who?
The Dunkin' Donuts guy.
Where do they make them?
What do I look like? I don't know. That a fucking factory.
No, they make the sandwiches and shit there.
Yeah, because that's all like fucking pre-made eggs. They're just heating that up for fucking 30 seconds.
You know what's funny? I was at McDonald's the other day. I saw them crack an egg.
Are they doing a science experiment back there?
Chicken right out.
Yeah.
They make the eggs at McDonald's. I didn't know that.
That must be new, and it can't be for all the sandwiches.
I don't know, but dude, I had a fucking sausage, egg, and cheese that was made right there. It was fucking I don't know what McDonald's puts on that.
They have that yellow grease. Do you ever get a bunch of that on the sandwich? It's like mustard. You're like, what the fuck?
They're American cheese, man. I'll tell you. Woo, buddy.
Yeah, the inside of your stomach's lined with them. It's just a bunch of sheets.
Use it as wallpaper.
So now I'm pissed at her. This is how crazy I get. I'm pissed at her. Fuck her. So then they go, we're out. We can give you like an Apple fucking crawler or whatever. What is that the name?
Crawler.
Crawler. Yeah. Crawler. Who gives a fuck? We can give you one of these. She goes, all right, I'll take that. Thank you. I'm so sorry. I normally don't do this. I'm like,
yeah,
normally
sure
don't
you
do this.
Sure you do.
You didn't fucking hesitate.
You do normally do
there
it.
There wasn't
you
like a,
dick.
You didn't struggle to go, oh, hey, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, man.
You took a bite in front of everybody.
Okay, man. I don't like it.
So I go, now I'm the next in line. So I go, you know what? These people. I go, hey, how? She goes, we'll be with you in a minute. I go, take your time, you know. So she's running around. First of all, there's like three people in the back not doing shit.
I know.
They're like washing dishes.
On.
What dishes are you washing? It's coffee.
There's relatives that hang out there. A lot of them are family owned.
Whatever. Family owned. Get granny working. I don't give a fuck. Get me my coffee. But I'm a nice guy. I've been in the service industry a long time.
Macy's, I know.
I get it. Nah, bus tables, all that, the whole nine.
What's the name of the place you bust tables at?
A couple. Santo Palato. Rest in peace. Made $5 a night. Talk about hard times. That was like 1920 shit.
$5?
$5 a night.
Shut up.
I swear to God.
Doing what?
That's all. There was only like one or two tables come in. Two or three tables. I would get 10% of the tables or whatever.
Gibby's wetting his beak.
Oh, buddy. My dad would make me fucking go to work every Thursday. I would work one night a week, Thursday nights. I had a different bus boy every night. I'd work one night a week. I was like 12 or something. Yeah, 12 years old maybe.
Nobody
Thursday.
Greased you? Because I told you about that time.
Nah, my dad would then grease me. You know what I mean? Like, he'd be dropping me off at the mall or something on the weekend or the movies. He'd be like, here's 20. Like, you're hustling. You're at least.
Yeah, yeah. Showing some effort. Yeah.
You're not bringing home shit, but you're fucking, you're working, kid. You're an earner. You got potential. What do you keep knocking off? We're in a new studio.
I don't like this shit.
I feel like we're running from the
fucking thing. He's turning on me, this goddamn microphone.
I feel like we're running from the feds. We're in a new studio every time.
Change the name of the podcast every week.
Yeah, we're like fucking Gaddafi. Just a different, never record.
I don't like this chair.
Never record twice in the same
spot. This is the fucking worst.
Foley just dropped it too low. We're going to blow out the shocks on that thing.
All right. It's creaking. It doesn't fit right.
Fuck. Never mind.
Go ahead.
Never mind. So, now I'm up to go, hey, give us a minute. Of course, take your time. You just had to deal with fucking mega bitch Susie.
From that, yeah.
Fucking go do whatever you need to do. So she goes, what can I get you? Just a large coffee, black. Sugar in it?
Nope.
I know what I'm doing. I would have specified sugar.
Yeah,
I don't
they
get mad,
that.
But I just go, this. I just want to give you the dialogue. I go, large coffee.
They're loose with the sugar, too. And I'm a sweet guy.
Well, they have the machine now. Do you see that? I saw that. They press a button. And it drops the sugar, and at least mine does. I don't know if they fucking.
Jesus.
I don't know if they imported that thing or what.
Big brother.
Yeah. So it's like if you hit large, like, okay, I'm in a large. This is one milk for a large or whatever.
Okay.
So whatever. Fuck it. Large coffee, black. She goes, sugar? I say no. And she goes, it's 280, 228. I go, I get a large every day. It's 304. I know my business. You know what I mean? I know what I'm doing. I'm a very calculated man. So I go, eh, maybe she fucked up, and I'm getting, you know, Kippy's getting a large for the size of a, for a small or a medium or something. So I put my card, and I turn around, and now she's got a tiny little coffee for me. And I go, but now there's
a little Kippy.
She got a little Kippy coffee. Mm-hmm. And I go, no. I go, oh, I'm sorry, I said a large. She goes, you said small. And I'm like, what? I'm like so mad. And then the girl who's making the coffee goes, yeah, you said small. I'm like, lady, you just got here. You don't know what the fuck I said. You were in the back washing dishes a
minute
ago.
Did you say small?
No. Why would I say small? I said four words to the fucking lady. I've never ordered a small anything in my life. Look at me. I'm not a small, it's not a small coffee, not a small fry.
Small pee-pee.
Small pee-pee. I'm trying to compensate.
That's right.
I got a big car, you know what I mean? I got a big coffee. Got a big head. Everything.
Okay.
So she goes, you said small. I said, well, I'm sorry.
Whatever.
Whatever. Give
bitch
me a fucking,
fucking
large.
Make it, yeah.
Give me a large. At this point, like, you're telling me what the fuck I said? You're fucking telling me nothing, lady. So I go, I'm still playing nice. I go, can I get a large? Like, do ring me up for another small. I'll just let you give me a large.
Whatever you got to do.
It's 6 ounces of coffee. Like, come on. At this point, there's a line literally out the door because this is like one of those telephone booth Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, man.
There's like one stool and like, you know what I mean? It's a tight squeeze.
Yeah.
So she goes, now they're arguing in Spanish with each other, leaving the gringo out of there. You know, el gordo hedo, I heard a couple of times.
El mucho abrazo.
Pequeño pipi, you know what I mean? I heard a couple of things floating around.
Right.
So I'm like, what the fuck? So she goes, I charge him a dollar. So I'm like, now I'm paying a dollar. I don't care. But now it's like you've wronged me. And now I'm paying more for the large coffee than I should have originally.
Really?
Yeah. It came out to like it was like $2.88 or something.
Okay.
And now they're charging me $1.09 with tax
mm-hmm.
for a large coffee. When it should be like it should be $3.04 total. So now I'm paying like an extra dollar for their coffee.
Okay.
After she told me I was wrong. She told me I lied to her. I ordered the wrong thing. Like, look at me. Do I look like a jerk off?
Yep. No. You don't.
So they hand me the coffee. I'm so fucking, I'm like, now I'm so mad. I grab it. I turn around. I just grab the coffee. I turn around and there's 30 people all looking at me like I'm the fucking jerk off because mm-hmm. they can't get their mm-hmm. shit. So now it's like weaving through them. I can't open the door because people are standing. It's a mess. So I finally get out. I look down. They gave me a fucking medium coffee. And in my head, I was like, this is.
What do you have there now?
This is a large. Then I went to this was earlier this morning. So I doubled down on the Dunkin' Donuts in Penn Station, and they fucking suck there too. Dunkin', you fucking suck, you cocksuckers.
Get your shit together.
I don't get, they're dirty. Every one of them is dirty as shit.
But do you ever have that fucking, that spicy maple bacon croissant?
No. Oh, my God. Whose side are you on, you corporate shell?
Who's ever feeding me sweet bacon?
Fuck that.
I don't know, man. They do a pretty nice breakfast, Sammy. Not like Mickey D's,
I like
obviously.
A breakfast, Sammy, of course, but the service. You're getting fucking bamboozled every time you walk in there.
Yeah. Well,
telling me what I ordered. That's crazy.
The one by me is a pro operation. They're right by the subway.
Those are good.
20 people working there. Fucking, they know most of the time what people want, in and out, boom, boom, boom. People get the same thing every day.
I know. It's crazy that they're still competitive. It's nuts. With all, like, the good coffee culture that's going on, all, like, the small little things, the fucking Joe and the Juice, the Starbucks, the fucking...
Starbucks, say what you want.
Gregory's?
Their iced coffee's pretty good.
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee sucks.
Oh, stinks.
Fucking water. What are you doing? And then the cups are huge.
You have
though.
To get a turbo shot. That's the thing. You got to put it. They can't even call it a shot of espresso. They call it a turbo shot.
Yeah, fuck you.
Fucking trash.
Hit the bricks.
That bacon, though. Not bad. And they do the little silver dollar hash browns. I like
those. Oh, buddy. I flip those like coins. I'm like.
Put them in a fountain.
Yeah.
Boing.
Those things are great. I love you, Dunkin'.
On that note, I'm going to say this right now. I want everybody to fucking hear me on this.
Okay, we're okay? hearing you. Locked in.
I'm not making any more restaurant recommendations for anybody, and I don't want to fucking hear from anybody about your restaurant recommendations. I'm fucking over it.
Okay.
I'm sick of it.
Is there a story behind this?
There's a story behind there. I go home to my, I'll tell you this, I got fucking...
Wait, when did you go home last?
Yeah, yesterday. I got the car, the
whip. Did you do an open mic while you were home?
No, why?
Somebody just tweeted, some Philly comic tweeted, it's great to have H. Foley stop
it. That was from fucking 8 months ago, the Comedy John. That's fucking Keith from Up the Block and Temple Show.
Keith from Up the Block?
Yeah, the one that they did.
My block?
No, shut up. The one that they did.
His name's Keith from up the block, folks.
The one that they did at the place
gotcha,
on the west side. Yeah, from that was the that was literally in the winter.
That was like a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good picture though. Shout out to Keith from up the block, Dave Temple, for having me. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Love that, Dave Temple. I went home yesterday. Okay, my cousins came up Saturday, which you saw. You hung out with my
did
nephew.
I ever, ladies and gentlemen.
Chip off the old block.
Foley's cousin, I guess?
My cousin.
Your cousin.
He's my first.
I'm not talking about him. You think I'm talking about him?
Oh,
I'm talking about her. Boing. Ooga. Certified babe alert. Doggy, you could bounce a quarter off that thing.
I told her that you thought she was hot.
I was. Why would you do that? That's so weird.
To make me an idiot.
I don't care.
She's like, which one was he? The one with the receding hairline? I was like, yep.
Yeah. Did your girlfriend chime in, too?
Scott's not bad.
Knows how to use it.
No, I'm kidding. I didn't say that.
Yeah, but she's a attractive older lady.
You think so?
Yeah.
She's my age. Not older.
You're older than me. Yeah, she's not older than you. She's your age.
Yeah, she's 52, you could say that.
She's in her 40s. That's an older
42.
Lady to me. That's an older woman to me.
Okay. All right, take it easy, Mr. Robinson.
She moves like the night. Night moves! She probably gets all moist when you put on a little Seeger, huh? Silver bullet, babe. She starts juicing up.
A little too tall. Could have used a few helm.
Smoked a day's last cigarette. I look over, she's topless.
Hi, you fucking son of a bitch. Anyway, her son... Her son is an aspiring filmmaker. He takes a lot of filmmaking classes and stuff like that at school. That school's way different now. They do it weird, man.
What?
He was telling me.
I took filmmaking class in school.
Did you?
Yeah. They asked me why I wanted to be there.
I was your gym teacher filming him, filming you blowing him. That doesn't count.
Hey, it's POV, you know what I mean? It was like Blair Witch.
Anyway.
Just me crying at the end.
So he has to do a little documentary. He wanted to do a documentary on his Uncle Hank. All right, so
nice.
He came
Does he
up.
Call you Uncle Hank or Henry? Does he say Uncle?
He might call me Uncle Hank. I called his grandfather Uncle Hank, or Uncle Mike.
Call me uninterested. Call me bored, will you?
Anyway, fucking long story short, whatever. We drove them home on
Where
Sunday.
Where did she sleep?
Huh?
What?
I don't know, she never came home.
She keeps it tight.
Toad DeWitt Sprocket was playing downtown.
Warren? Rat?
Round and round. What goes around comes around. Foley's cousin, blow me now.
She's got white denim on.
Round and round. We gave them our bed. They both slept in our room.
Where'd you sleep?
Well, I ended up sleeping on the fucking floor because I was getting my fucking balls broke because I came home too late. Hey, how do you get thrown off the couch?
That's
Jesus Christ.
You're fucking up in life if you're getting thrown off the couch.
I'm getting thrown off the couch. Because, dude, I got stuck in traffic on the way home. I was so mad that I got into a cab and not an Uber. It was $50 to get home. Fucking.
Yeah, you never do that.
Well, it was so trafficy downtown, I figured fucking that it would take a while for the Uber to get there, so I just jumped in a cab. It literally took me almost 2 hours to get home, and I was getting a fucking ear. It's like, what am I supposed to do? I want to get to the point where I can't get my balls broke. Like, nobody's breaking Kevin Hart's balls, right? You think? Nobody's breaking his balls.
Oh, him and Cat Williams got into it.
Nah, that's different. But, like, do you think anybody's breaking Seinfeld's balls?
Yeah, he's still got a wife. You know what I mean? Well, I mean, I'm sure their relationship is, I'm trying to walk on eggshells here.
To a limit, right?
Healthier than yours.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Not as tumultuous. Is that a word?
I just want to get to the point where nobody can break my balls. And I'm at the age now where I just
Well, the fame's not going to do that.
Who?
Fame or success isn't going to do that.
No, why not? Cash will.
No, it won't.
Why not? I'll get those people out of my life that break my balls.
Who, your girlfriend?
No.
Well, that's who we're talking about.
Fair enough.
I mean, I don't know what you mean.
I just want to get to the point where I don't want anybody breaking my fucking balls. I don't do anything wrong. If I do anything wrong, it's to myself. I don't do anything wrong to anybody.
But according to the Catholic Church, yeah.
This kid's beaten off 12 times a day.
His parents think he's sick year round, all the tissues laying around.
He broke an elbow.
On a side note, that's pretty funny. I saw this. There was a thing online of this kid. I think it was on like Barstool or something. there was one of those like Jesus freaks out yelling.
Yeah. What if I want to have sex before marriage?
No.
Well, if you don't mind dying. That one?
No. And some dude showed up on roller skates. Was like, I'm a masturbator. Shake my hand. Shake the hand I masturbate with. And everybody's like, yeah. I'm just like, made the guy look like an asshole. It's fucking great.
Wait a minute. I got to get into this real quick. Hey, sports fans. Football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action with MyBookie.net. MyBookie.net is the industry's leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. It's unbelievable. You can take a side, the total, or you can even bet the over-under on how many points your fantasy players will score. MyBookie.net lets you play online and win big. And with a new special offer, you guys can use promo code FEELINGS when you register your account, and you can get a 100% sign-up bonus. MyBookie.net. Did the game already kick off? Oh, man, doesn't that stink when that happens and you didn't get your bet in? Well, here's the thing. With MyBookie.net, it doesn't matter. You don't have to sweat it. We have in-game live action on every major sporting league event, even on esports. There's no better time to join MyBookie.net than today. Go to MyBookie.net and open an account and start winning right now. And guys, remember, use promo code FEELINGS when you register for your account and get a 100% sign-up bonus. Get in on the action. Guys, do not miss out on this. Visit MyBookie.net's website today and use promo code FEELINGS to get a 100% sign-up bonus. MyBookie.net, promo code FEELINGS, 100% bonus. Check it out. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited. Anyway... Bye. So we drove home, okay? Now check this shit out.
Mm-hmm.
So I called down to the Foley's on Saturday, and I say, hey, listen, Tracy's coming up. We're going to, you know, instead of them taking the train home Sunday morning, Crystal and I are going to jump in the car. We'll drop them off, and we'll come over. We'll hang out. We'll watch the Eagles game. We'll do a little dinner. If you guys want to go out to dinner, we'd like to take you out to dinner. Well, we're going over to your brother's for dinner on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool. Call up my brother. I'm Uncle Hank. I'm fucking, you can say what I did in my 20s, whatever. I am fucking on the spot, uncle. Okay?
Okay.
Call my fucking brother up. Hey, listen, I'm going to be coming in tomorrow. He's like, oh, all right. Where's the fucking invite to dinner, you fucking son of a bitch?
Nothing. Wait, what?
He's like, well, we don't want to make it a whole big thing. It's me and fucking Crystal. You don't want to make it a whole big thing?
Oh, you can't put an extra like you.
Yeah, what the fuck? You can't put an extra fucking burger on the fucking grill?
Or seven.
Anyway, so...
Bubba Burgers?
So I call...
Wait, hold on.
I'm telling you.
So
not
he
invited.
Just said, all right. Why does this fucking jerk off not like you? I get why I don't like you. I get why your girlfriend doesn't like you.
I mean,
I get why people don't like you. What is his story?
I mean, you know the story. You know, I was a bit of a handful when we lived together in New York the first time.
That was
time.
A fucking decade
That's
ago.
It was more than that, man. It was fucking 20 years ago. I paid for my fucking sins. And I've worked harder in the last fucking 10 years than most people do in their whole lives. And I've been fucking nothing but good to my family and to fucking everybody. I do what I can. All right, I'm Uncle Hank.
He don't like you.
Don't like me. I know why.
All.
There was, I'll tell you.
There was a thing or two.
I didn't want to get into this, but we'll get into that in a second. Okay, let me get my restaurant thing out of the way first.
Fuck the restaurant business. This is the juice, baby.
Well, here's the thing. So everybody lives down there. You know how they are in the burbs. Everybody, they have it so good that they have to find something to fight about and nitpick about. I go home. I don't want any problem. I'm glad to be in the fresh air, see my family, be in the fucking warmth of my home, see the kids. You know, we don't complain. We're up here in fucking Nam, gutting it out, all right? They're fucking down there in the rear with the gear, and so they have to, you know, think up the next fucking, you know, million-dollar fucking head fuck and start arguing with each other about nothing.
Sure.
So I talked to my mom Sunday morning, and I'm like, she's like, well, you know, we're going over there, and you know, for dinner, and you know,
your mom doesn't say I'll call fucking that, Johnny the jerk off.
No,
and
that
would have
been
if my
parents would have said we're just gonna have dinner here, that would have been a fight. That would have been a thing.
But no, you shouldn't. This is fucking stupid.
I mean, it's his house. He can invite who he wants over.
Fuck him.
That's
your
what
brother.
I'm saying. Well, so I talked to my mom.
You're nuts. This is, yeah, what? Me and my brother may fist fight each other from time to time, but we don't do this petty little fucking passive aggressive bullshit.
Yeah, it's fucked up, right? It smells good, too, because I got into the house.
What, you climb into the chimney?
I'll tell you.
Leave a window open?
Tell you how I do. You want a scumbag?
Hold on, wait. There's some things I need cleared up.
What? That's exactly how it happened. But I told my mom on Saturday that I was going home Sunday.
Okay, but it's not up. Hold on. If I'm just saying this is how it would play out. If I called my mom, like, hey, last minute, me and Nadine, we're going to come down Saturday. And she goes, oh, we're heading to Danny's. Cool. I'll call Danny, tell him you guys are coming, and also we'll see if Sarah can come as well. And we'll make a thing out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not like, your mom doesn't have a say in, like, a family event. Like, your mom is the top dog,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So if my mom... The way my brother would see, even if my brother didn't want to hang out with me, my brother would be like, my mom would be like, oh, I'll call Danny and tell him you guys are coming.
Right.
And then my brother would have to be like, okay, yeah, like if this is what mom wants, this is the head of the family, the head of the fucking household.
Well, the way
the queen bee.
The way it was told to me on Sunday morning was,
you guys are garbage.
I talked to my mom Sunday morning, and my mom's like, well, they're mad at you. And I'm like, why would they be mad at
they?
Me?
They?
They.
Who's they?
My brother and his wife, I guess, are mad at me. But
that's fucked up.
Just
on a
listen.
Whole other level.
So
he shouldn't be siding with her. My brother's ride or die with me. if his wife said anything about it, she'd be kicked to the curb.
So I'm like, okay. Well, I didn't.
Blood's thicker than water.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why in a second. Let me get.
If
to
you
this.
Like fucking stole her panties or something, I'm sitting here defending you.
Made a
You're
move.
You're hanging me out to dry. Yeah.
Made a move. So listen. So I say, all right. So we're not going to go to dinner. So but me, I didn't care. Whatever. She's a pretty good cook, though. So me and
not
Crystal,
too bad in the sack.
Me and Crystal were, you know, made plans. We're going to have a nice dinner, you know, after we see my parents and then drive back. Anyway, so I call my brother. I'm like, hey, we're right by the house. We're going to pop by. Do the pop by. Now I get the invite. I do the pop by. But
wait.
He told my mom that, oh, I didn't think he was coming because of the rain. Never said that. I talked to him on Saturday. I said, I'm coming. I'm dropping Tracy off tomorrow. I'm going to be around.
You shouldn't have done the pop-by, though. That's desperate.
No, I want to see the kids.
I'm not playing
that game. I don't play that petty shit.
Play that petty shit. He made his bed. He made the decision for him and his family.
I'm not putting the kids in that thing. I want to see the kids in anything. I need to see them. I need to. For me.
Then go steal them, kidnap them from school or something.
I need to see them. You know, it's important for me. Yes, I do. I love them. I need to see them.
There's people I love. I don't need to fucking see them that day. You can see them 2 days later.
Uncle Hank needs snuggles and huggies, and I got to give leg bites and do the noogies and all that stuff.
That's just your sister-in-law.
So anyway, I stop by. Don't say a word about dinner. Nothing. It's cooking. I smell it cooking. Still no fucking invite. All right.
You're a fucking schmendrick. You know that?
So I see the kids. We go home, hang out with my mom. All right. So here's the deal.
Wait. So hold on. Just so.
Go ahead.
I'm on board.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you why.
They
didn't say that they were mad at me when I was there.
Fair enough.
This is my mom, which sometimes
hold
can
on.
Get dramatic.
You go into your brother's home.
Mm-hmm.
You pop by, as you say. I call it an act of a desperate man, but still, you pop by.
Yeah.
You pop by nonetheless. You walk in. Hey, we're here. What's up? How you doing?
I caught him.
Sure, whatever. Oh, you're in the
minutes.
House.
I'm in the house.
They're cooking dinner.
Smell
for
it.
The rest of your family.
A roast in the oven.
For every other one of your family members but you.
Whole house smells like meat.
Your
it's
mom.
Awesome.
Your dad. Him. His wife. The kids. You're not included.
And her stepdad. Is
and her
over.
Stepdad's making the fucking cut.
Yeah. Great guy.
Fuck him. Fuck that. Oh, you're...
I asked my mom, I was like, was there leftovers? She's like, yeah, they were putting it away
and
for the
week.
And
he doesn't, he's got the balls to not be like, hey, stay for dinner.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with that guy?
Well, it's fucked up.
You got to reassess.
You want to hold me over to the coals for sins I did when I was a kid? All right. Or when I was 20? Okay. So here's the deal. Okay. I guess this is why they didn't invite me to dinner. I don't know. It could be bullshit.
All right. Lay it on me.
I obviously
you
would,
probably deserved it.
Nobody share this podcast. I would not want this getting back to them.
He's not going to listen.
So here's the deal. So when I lived up here the first time, okay, I worked. Okay. This is going back to 2000. Anyway, long.
It was 18 years ago.
All right.
I don't care what it was.
Just listen.
I'm sorry. It gets fucking.
I was hurt.
Gasses me the fuck up.
I was hurt. However.
Somebody hurts my big man, Hank.
It actually worked out for me. I'll tell you why.
I made a C note out of the deal.
Stole the roast. Good luck having
all
dinner
right,
now.
Come on.
Anyway, when I lived up here the first time, I you know, when I first...
Every story with you have to date back 20 fucking years. Can't you just...
Oh, this fucking phone, man. God damn it.
Can't you just...
Fucking Meridian Health screwing me over here.
Can't you just tell a story about the weekend that starts and ends in the weekend?
Okay.
Every fucking story dates back 20 fucking years.
Saigon, 1968.
Yeah, like, I look over, the lights are dim. You're smoking a cig.
All right, bottom line.
Upper East Side.
To make this quick.
March.
My old roommate, okay, who my brother's good friends with, and I you know, I was friends with, but he's like an old school Brooklyn guy or okay. whatever. But he was a fucking dick to me most of the time. Like a fucking dick. Like, you know, I wasn't from New York, and I was a pigeon, and bop, 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 bop. And I had a debilitating drug habit at the time, so I was a fucking piece of shit. You know, I was, you know, staying up, and, you know, they made fun of me and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, whatever. He always looked down on me.
Sure.
And I speak to him through text once every couple of fucking years, maybe. And if I tried to keep the relationship going, you know, years ago, he wouldn't respond or whatever, you know, whatever. Anyway, long story short, his father passed away, okay, last week, and Andrew texted me, you know, hey, the funeral is Wednesday, but I had a fucking audition,
sure.
and I couldn't go. So and
for
I,
a part that you got.
For a part that I got, I'm making a fucking pilot! So there we go.
Take that, dead guy.
Hey, stop that. Anyway, long story short, so I could, you know, I didn't go. So
he's upset that you didn't go.
They're upset that I didn't go to the funeral, all right? And the dude texted me this long fucking thing. You know, you fucking no respect, and take a look at... He sent me, like, a picture of his dad. Take a look at this, and fucking what a real man is, and you don't show up to this. He's like, I see you doing a couple of things in movies and whatever, and I was rooting for you. I really was. But your brother, he's the real man. He showed up, and when your parents pass away, I'll be there. You know, this, that, the other thing. Like, just this passive-aggressive going back fucking... And I just sent him a text back. I was like, hey, man, I'm sorry for your loss, but fucking most of the time that we were friends, you were an abusive fucking dick to me, okay? And you don't fucking know me from Adam. I'm not the same guy I was when I lived in that apartment, all right? I fucking turned myself around, turned my fucking life around. And I was like, I'm sorry for your loss, but don't ever fucking contact me again. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
that was
good
it.
For you. Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. Abso-fucking-lutely. All right? I'm not some fucking schmuck that you can fucking still kick around. And I mean, like, wouldn't let my girlfriend...
I'm speechless. That's fucking insane.
Wouldn't let my girlfriend come over. Because, like, we were all in the same social... Like, he worked at the bar, I worked at the bar, and the bar was kind of like our life. You know, it was all Irish Catholic fucking kids from Brooklyn, the Bronx, all that stuff. And me and my brother. And it was all very tight-knit. You know? And he knew my girlfriend. Okay? Because she worked there. Smoke show. Polish girl. Oh, my God. Hottest girl ever. Didn't last long. Wouldn't let her come over to the house. And, like, he always gave her, like, a bad vibe. She's like, he doesn't like me. Like, I couldn't have my girlfriend over the apartment.
Right, regardless, I mean, shit that happened
he
20 years
he was a fucking
ago.
Dick.
Yeah,
is the
let's
point.
Talk about what happened this week. Like, yes. Regardless. Like, you didn't make it to a guy's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure other people didn't make it to same guy's funeral.
Yeah.
The fact that he's taking it... Personally,
the next day you buried your father,
worried about that.
You
That's
send
crazy.
Me a fucking a page long text shitting on me.
You're better off. You're better off with that guy not in your life.
100%.
That is a negative energy. My personal opinion. I know whatever. He's your brother. You love your brother. I have my brother. I have certain things with my brother. But like, if somebody was like, put me in your situation and my brother, me and my brother and you're in the situation you guys are in, like. Some guys, like, talking shit to my brother or, like, hey, where's your brother? What the fuck? Like, my brother would be on my side. The fact that, like, your brother's, like, taking this fucking guy's side.
I think he was on my side. I just think...
Well, then why the fuck's he mad at you that you missed some fucking guy's funeral? That's fucking stupid, petty bullshit.
That could just also be my mom. I mean, maybe he said that to my mom. I don't know. Maybe they didn't have enough or whatever. I don't fucking know.
They didn't have enough what?
I don't know.
Fat guys at the funeral?
No. Fucking, you know, I don't know.
Oh, enough food?
Yeah. I know.
Come on.
Yeah.
You're fat and everything, but, like, let's be you know, for Uncle all Hank. Fat jokes aside.
You believe that? That's a little hurtful.
That's fucking stupid.
But I mean,
this is the one time I legit feel bad for
But him. I didn't engage my brother when I was over there. Just, you know, hey, how are you? Because I don't want, because if I call him now, I'm going to, you know, if I call him, I say, oh, mom said you're mad at me about not going to the funeral. He's going to call my mom and it's going to start a fucking war between the two of them. And
that's
I don't want that.
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah. So whatever. I mean, I guess I could have went to the viewing the night before, but it's like I don't fucking like the guy. He's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, he's fine.
A fucking asshole to me most of the time. He was a fucking dick to me most of the time. And he's tighter with my brother because, you know, they feel that they're on like more of like, you know, more of like an old school guy kind of thing. So, you know what it is, what it is. And dude, believe me, you know how I am. I've done nothing but go out of my fucking way.
It's pretty funny. This one time I was coming home a lot. Like when I was going home, my brother was, I was in New York.
So like, there was like a couple of times where she was like, I called my sister like, oh, hey, I'm going to come home. She'd be like, oh, does mom know? I'm like, no. She's like, oh, well, let's like surprise her. Like, we'll have dinner here. She'll get there and you'll be there. You know what I mean? So it's like one thing it was a surprise. Oh my God. You know? And then like the next, like 2 weeks later or something else happened. I had to go home and it was like another surprise. And then after like the second or third one, my brother's like, yo, fuck this surprise bullshit.
Like every time he comes in, he's like, give him 2 hours away.
Like he's coming home from fucking serving in Afghanistan. You know what I mean? Like, every 2 weeks, there was a big surprise.
The neighbors are out watching you pull in the driveway.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's tough, man.
I kind of fucking blew it off, but now you got me fucking thinking. I'm probably going to call him after I get out of this and fucking chew him out. But that will cause a fight between, he'll then call my mother, be like, what'd you tell Henry that I was mad for? Or something. It'll affect my parents. Here's the thing, man. You know what I mean? We have, you know, some family things going on as far as like, you know, people are sick and stuff like that. It's like, you're still with this petty fucking bullshit? Kick your fucking head out of your ass.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, now I kind of want to call him. Not now, but.
But I would, I mean. You're both in your 40s. Is he older than you?
Yeah, he's 2 years older than me.
You guys are both in your 40s. Have a conversation with the fucking guy. You know what I mean? Like, Tim. You guys are on the radio, jerk offs. We're out front.
Anyway, but to make the night fantastic. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me tell you. This is why I'm not asking anybody for more recommendations or anything. I'm fucking figuring it out on my own, and I don't want to give anybody recommendations, but I'm going to give you, this is the last one that I'm giving you. Call one of my buddies, and I'm like, listen, Crystal and I are in town, and mm-hmm. This is in the burbs. We don't want to go down to Philly. We don't want to drive out to fucking King of Prussia or fucking whatever. We want to fucking keep it local, all right? Plenty of good places to eat around here. Do you have an Italian place that you'd recommend? And it's just the pressure. And I felt bad for him because I'm like, because he was telling me about this one place. And I'm like, do you highly recommend it? And he's like, well, I don't know if I'd say highly. And once he says that, then she doesn't want
to
go.
Well, why are you putting the gun to his
I know.
Head?
That's what I'm saying.
That's your fault.
I understand that. That's why I don't want to do recommendations anymore. Okay? Because it's too much pressure on the person. And it's too much.
I understand what you're saying, but you did that. You said, I know,
I'm
but hold
saying
on.
I
but
did
you're
that.
Saying, you're like, asking a recommendation. Hey, do you have any recommendations? Yeah, check out Domino's, Pizza Hut, and fucking Papa John's.
I was a jerk
okay,
off. Yeah,
would you hardly recommend it? Like you're the one applying the extra pressure, mm-hmm. asking for a recommendation. There's no pressure. Yeah, I like this place. This place has a good chicken parm. Get the meatloaf here. Go fuck yourself in the whatever. You're fucking holding the guy down. You're waterboarding this guy for a fucking recommendation.
How is the scallopini?
Yeah, you fucking loony tunes.
Anyway, you know how like when you go and have a good meal. And it's like, great, you go to a nice place. And then there's like that next level where like something about the whole experience. Mm-hmm. It's like you feel like, I remember somebody telling me one time, the reason I'm fat is because I never get satisfied when I eat. But like, you know how sometimes you have that meal and you're satisfied and you're content?
Yeah.
Well, dude, we went to this place called Arugula, all right, off Butler Pike in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania. Okay, if anybody's listening to this that's out there in the burbs in Philly, go to fucking Arugula. This fucking place.
Would you highly recommend it?
I would fucking highly recommend this place. It's a BYOB, which Crystal didn't know what the fuck that was. She's like, what the fuck is this? She's like, I can't get a glass of wine. I'm like,
no. She rolls up with a sixer. Six pack of Schlitz. Just chugging one on the walk from the car.
Old
it's going to be about 10 minutes to the table. In the vestibule, fucking shotgun and beers.
Ah, man. Dude, let me tell you something. Fucking mussels and clams and a white sauce to fucking kick things off. Ugh. It was the kind of white sauce where you see, you don't know this, but when you make fucking a seafood,
I don't know white sauce. I got white sauce in my pants. I don't know white sauce.
If you make a nice white wine sauce, okay, with seafood in it, okay, or like anything, like a lobster bisque or anything seafood, if you boil the shells, okay, it gives the fucking sauce like this depth of fucking shellfish. And they did that with these mussels and clams. They were fucking unbelievable. The second best mussels and clams I've ever had in my life, and the best was at a place called Grotto up in Boston last winter. She got
drunk.
No, we didn't have any wine.
It's too ginger. He's hot.
Anyway, fucking, she got fucking squid pasta. You ever have that?
The black shit.
Oh my God, with fucking scallops and shrimp and lobster and like this fucking red cream. Dude, it was, I mean, everything was homemade from scratch right there. I got fucking chicken fontina, which is a chicken breast sliced open with mushrooms, cheese, and spinach. You laughing at mushroom, cheese, and spinach. Dude, it was every single fucking bite was unbelievable. We couldn't stop. We talked about it for 2 hours on the way home. Then we got into an argument, but
this guy's got an exciting relationship.
It was one of those nights.
Remember that he brought out the appetizer? And then after that, who would have thought the main course? Oh, my God. You had a plate. I had a plate.
You know what I'm talking about. People know what I'm talking about. That when you go out to dinner with your girl, your husband, or whatever, and it's just perfect, and you just feel good. And, like, I was asking, like, how long have you been here? Is that the owner? The chef? This guy killed it. At a fucking, you know, a suburban strip mall. Unbelievable. Nice fucking atmosphere. I can't wait to go back. Next time we go home, we're going back. I'm taking my parents out to dinner. Guess who ain't going? From the depths of hell, I stab at thee. No, that's how I'll do it. I'll kill them with kindness. Next time I go home, I'm taking everybody out to dinner. And I got them coming up, okay? Because here's this thing, all
Who's
right?
Who's coming up?
I'll tell you.
Your brother?
My nephew's turning 8 in November. His mom says to him, what do you want to do? We'll do anything. You can go anywhere. You know what he fucking says? I want to go to Queens. I want to fucking stay with my Uncle Hank. So they're coming up mid-November. It's Friday night. We'll do the whole day out in Queens. We'll go to Taverna K. Clitus. We'll have a fucking nice lunch. Fucking take him out to dinner. Go to the Lego store. He wants to see fucking, you know, how Uncle Hank does it. He fucking loves me. Quotes my movies.
Smoking
and
cigs
stuff
out
like
front
that.
Of delis. Eating dollar slices.
You steal a dollar slice, kid.
Ditching cab rides.
So I'm going to make sure that when he gets up there,
when we hit the light,
I don't know what I'm
going to
get him. I think he already has a bike, but I'm fucking throwing down cash for this kid's birthday. I'll tell you that. Fucking soup to nuts. I'm going to hire one of those fucking guys that does Darth Vader and Star Wars guys. Have them come in. Stay for the weekend. Fuck, I'm going all out. I'm going to kill him with kindness. Take him out to dinner. Take him out to lunch. We'll see what's up. Fucking don't invite me. Sunday dinner.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up to me, man.
Uncle Hank.
I don't get it. It's like, I don't know. We have that's a different perspective. Even as
it could just be, you know, negligence. Maybe he's not really mad about that, and my mom was over-exaggerating, and he just didn't feel like dealing with it, or maybe he really thought I wasn't coming. I told him, I was like, we're coming. I'm dropping Tracy off. Eh, well. But then he told my mom, oh, I don't know if he's coming. He said he might not come because of the rain. He's fucking lying. But they didn't say don't do the pop-in. When I called and said, hey, I'm in the neighborhood. We're going to come by.
Well, what's he going to say? No, we're busy.
Maybe.
We're locked in. I can't find the keys.
He didn't really roll out the red carpet, I'll tell you that. They offered a drink when I got there. You want a soda or something? Something was cooking. It's not good.
Man, that's tough. I feel bad for you. That's a rough fucking... That's sad. That's really sad shit. Your brother, no te gusta el folio. Yeah, he's not a fan. I get it. I mean, trust me. There's been times in
They're
our
a fan when I'm fucking booking shit and they see me on TV and can fucking tell
like
their
you?
Friends. Does he like me? I don't think so. Do you?
How many times have you seen my brother?
Good amount.
Enough.
Yeah. Love Danny.
I've met your brother once. At his house, because we were in your neighborhood and stopped by so you could pick up a couple of shekels.
Oh, yeah.
He was holding money for you.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's the only time I ever met the guy. 10 minutes at his house. you've, you know, I've seen your mom. Your mom comes out to shows. Old Man River comes out to shows.
Pops. Pop comes out.
Wheels him in. Yeah, but I've never seen, he's never gone anywhere.
I guess not. I guess he doesn't like me.
I've met your cousin.
More than you met my brother.
The same, or maybe once or twice, yeah.
Yeah, I don't
know. That's crazy to me.
I guess he doesn't like me. I mean, I we got in arguments fucking, I mean, not in the last fucking 5 years or however long I've been up here. You know, I fucking try to be the best uncle I can. I'm fucking home all the time. Fucking, you know, everything. Sleepovers, fucking, you know, whatever. Get up at fucking 6 in the morning when I have to come back to New York to make sure I fucking go over there for a couple hours and see all kinds of shit. You know, they, you know, him and his wife, they tell me, oh, you're so great with the kids. You're such a great uncle. It's like, when are you going to let me fucking live this down? What the fuck? What do I got to do?
I've taken a lot of strong stances this episode on this guy, her, him, you. Mm-hmm. You could be fucking, I could be getting bamboozled here on one side of the story if you fucking
stole some sheetrock from his
God,
house.
Oh, my God, yeah, just fucking taking the copper out of their walls and shit.
I mean, you know what I did fucking back then. You know,
I also know what you didn't do.
What?
I don't know.
Get invited to dinner.
Yeah, man, that's tough. I would talk to him. That's fucked up. If my brother didn't invite me to family dinner,
Sunday dinner,
there would be, you better believe, a conversation immediately.
That's the agent.
Make him sweat it out a little bit.
Yeah.
It's past business anyway.
What? I'm going to lock this down.
Did I answer it?
Nah, I don't want to answer it on the air. That's embarrassing.
You're calling back in 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'll call back in 2 minutes.
You better believe he's getting, at minimal, a text of what the fuck. You know what I mean? Definitely. I mean, if I'm driving, he's getting called. Fuck, you fucking icing me on the invite? The fuck is your problem? You know what I mean? For sure. Fucking say something to them. I don't know. That would fucking irk me to no end. I wouldn't be able to sleep in it. Like, the balls. The balls
that's
on
the
you,
best.
Danny
I love
Ryan.
That. The balls on this
the
guy.
Yeah, that's what it is. You have the audacity to fucking snub me.
I think it hurt my parents' feelings, too.
That's the other level. Dude, me and my brother, we've been in business fucking, it went super fucking south. Where it's like, and we had never let anything get in between. It's your mom. You don't fucking, you have to make it work for her. It's like mob shit. You know what I mean? Like, she's the head of the fucking family. Fucking, you two figure it the fuck out. Bury your fucking,
well, maybe in
you're
their
both
defense,
good earners.
Maybe in their defense going back, I don't know, 10 years or so. Like, I think when
you
I.
You can't, no, that's not a defense. You can't go back 10 fucking years
because
to what somebody
his
did
wife
10 years
made
ago.
A birthday dinner for me and him got into some kind of argument. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm not coming. Was that real bad?
10 years ago?
10 years ago.
No, fuck that.
All right.
If somebody's not letting you live
I'm
something
just
down,
trying to. I'm just trying to reveal everything so, you know, like I said, you think you're getting banned, but I stole his car.
I got it out front. It's double parked. I don't know, man. I would, yeah, that fucking, that's crazy to me.
Well, this episode took a turn, huh? I was talking about restaurant fucking recommendations. Ooh, it really opened up there.
Yeah, those New Yorkers ain't going to, those old school New Yorkers ain't going to hear this, are they?
That's just one guy. I mean, I don't know if he listens to it or not, but I really don't give a shit, man. I mean, you know, his father was a fucking great man, and, you know, was an awesome guy. I couldn't make it work, and I'm not fucking friends with him anymore, and he was a fucking asshole to me a lot of the fucking time when I lived with him. So, you know, I've reached out to him, and he hasn't fucking responded over the years, so it's like, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah, no, I totally got you, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, given the information you've given me thus far, I second all of your actions.
Hang on, there you go.
You got it?
No, he just says, I see you're agreeing to accept. That's great to have this role in your resume. With these people, this show is getting some real attention. Congratulations.
Sounds like agent talk if I ever heard it. Jesus Christ.
Cut
buddy,
the check.
Did you copy and paste that? Huh? You two-time in suit.
The balls on this guy.
The balls on this guy.
Probably invite me to dinner, though.
Yeah, for sure. I'd get on that.
Yeah?
If Danny Ryan snubbed me
I would
on
like
an
to,
invite.
I'd like to know what our good pal Freddie from Philly would think about that. what his advice. Freddie, don't fucking post anything online about this. Send me a text.
Yeah, Freddie's getting real lippy with things. Real lippy. He got banned from Twitter.
What?
I don't know. He said, hey, I'm finally back after my ban. And he just tweeted at me real quick. He said, yo, don't be dragging me down. I'm on the way up, all right? I'll cut fucking ties with all you motherfuckers.
By the way, make sure everybody's watching Kippy's beer reviews.
Oh, buddy.
How many not bads?
Not bad.
That's
I was
right.
thinking, because somebody, they're getting pretty big on Reddit.
They're doing good.
They're doing pretty good on Reddit. And somebody said I have to come up with an actual review thing.
Right. And you said you don't want to make it like the
I don't
want to
make
guy.
It the pizza reviews. Like, it was kind of like a joke on that a little bit to begin with.
And you know what's weird is I always said I don't like that guy. Or he comes across as a dick.
Mm-hmm.
But the last review he did, he was up in Harlem. And he came out with the pizza, and these four kids
hey,
came
this
walking.
Is about me, jerk all off. Right. Fuck, fucking giving more publicity to the fucking famous guy. I'm tanking over here. You're not even getting invited to dinner. So.
He was nice to some kids, and I like that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, that's what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
He didn't pants them? Who gives a fuck?
So, give him a wedgie.
Whatever. I'm done.
No.
Check out the beer review. Share them for
share
fucking Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Upvote, downvote. Fucking put your wiener in it.
There
do
you go.
Something.
And keep fucking sharing the fucking podcast. Don't take your foot off the fucking gas. The numbers are fucking going through the roof. Everybody's excited here, okay? So fucking, let's, you know, keep it fucking going. Keep it building. We know you love us. We know you like us.
Yeah, we really,
invite us to dinner.
Buddy, I don't have a fucking job. I didn't even get into the Airbnb stuff. I can save it for Wednesday.
Tough.
We're recording again. Because I'm going to Germany. You'll be hearing this. I'll be in Germany.
Kippy doing some shiesty shit over there.
Oh, my God.
Airbnb.
We had to go to fucking your Dr. Phil Sob story all of a sudden.
Okay, went down that route. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes
we asked if your brother hates you in the lie detector. That is a lie.
Anyway, guys.
Hold on. Wait, by the way. So this is pretty funny. Talk about scumming it. We still have a few minutes, I think. So we have an old account set up with this like a gig site, Gig Salad.
Yes.
We have an old account from the Philly crew.
Oh yeah, from the
that
City
I still get the because I have that that's linked to my phone, so
oh,
I get
that's
those
funny.
I get those emails of sometimes, you know, we have a profile from you know back when we were a crew from Philly of like a comedy show, like hey, we'll produce a comedy show for you, blah blah blah.
Never booked one thing.
And people reach out to. Us,
still,
you know. So this one guy must have been hemmed up in a pretty bad situation. I guess I'm assuming some sort of paternity test.
Either one of you guys doing an abortion?
No. So he goes, I need an actor. So I go, oh, hey, Fatso might be perfect for it. He goes, it pays $250. I need you for an hour. Mm-hmm. I'm like, ah, this, you know, let's see what the fuck this is all about, you know. Here, we just got both got the same text at the same time. Here, he needed somebody to portray. Lie detector administrator. Like, I guess he told somebody, listen, I'll take a lie detector test.
I would have done it.
I'll get the guy. So then he was going to have he wanted one of us to come over dressed up. And I guess he's like, if you have the little briefcase, great. If you don't, we'll make it work otherwise. I'm like, what kind of situation are you in where you're hiring somebody to impersonate a lie detector?
I would have totally done that just for the story.
I know. It was down in Philly, but it was like he needed you by like 3 o'clock this afternoon. Like he was in a bad situation and desperate.
Holy shit.
Imagine that. Dude, I've lied about a lot of shit. I've made up some fucking...
I would never take a lie detector test.
I've made up some stories in my day, but imagine finding a guy on the internet, paying him to come over and act like a fucking lie detector administrator.
Oh, my God.
That's fucking...
I would fucking lie to the fucking end.
Oh, yeah.
To the end. But I would never take a lie detector. Those fucking things. They don't work.
I don't trust you.
Yeah, fucking
trust. That's inadmissible.
I object. Yeah. Listen, guys, we love you. We'll catch you next week here on the Hard Feelings Podcast on the OG Podcast Network. Kevin Ryan, H. Foley, check us out, Twitter, Instagram. You should be following all the fucking social media platforms.
We need this.
Watch the fucking beer reviews. We love you guys so much. Please share, rate, review, all that good stuff. We'll see you soon. Goodbye.
Cheers. Winning, winning. Cheers.